Ja, das Ding halt, das können an Yeshayahu. Learning the in Eicha itself also, it seems strange that we were mekainin on one out of many tzaddikim, Hizkiyahu was a tzaddik, so on. We're mekainin on Yeshayahu specifically, wasn't in the Zman al-Churban. But Yeshayahu, first of all, represents a tremendous pivotal point in Klal Yisrael's in Klal Yisrael's heading towards Churban. It says, the pasuk says, in as much as a melech, as much as David is the one who brought in the Ol of Tshuva in Klal Yisrael, he brought Tshuva into Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech. Yeshayahu was called, it says, before, Vayikal Mizbeach Vashem, Vayim Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Koyam Hashem, Hine Ven Noilad Lebeis Dovid, Yoish Yorshmoi, Vezovach Alech, Askoine Abom, Vesamekachem Lech, Vathmas Odom Yisufu, Vayirovim over there, it says, Yoish Yor is the son of David in terms of the Baal Tshuva. And the Pasuk, the Torah is made on him. Kodesh Baruch Hu was made that there was no Melech that was Shavu Hashem B'chol Levovoi, B'chol Nafshi, B'chol Mo'idoi, like Yeshayahu. And that could have been the Churban could have been stopped at that point. There was a Gzeir of Churban, nothing is a Mifnei HaTshuva, and it could have happened here. But the Pasuk says, Ach lo yishav Hashem echarein apoy ha-godol, ashechora apoy b'Yehuda al kol ha-kasem ashech isay Menashe. That since Menashe's grandfather was machted him so hard, the opportunity of tshuva was taken away. Yehuda will suffer the same fate as Israel. In other words, it was like somebody's in a car that's running downhill, and then he slams on the brakes, and it screeches, stops a second, and then the brakes give, and it goes flying out. Yoshio was the last chance for tshuva, and he did it. Had his tshuva been shlema, it would have stopped there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made that it's too far gone, and it's not going to happen. We understand it in terms that the Bechira and the Yediyah work together, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that the tshuva wasn't going to work, because it could never be complete enough. And Chazal say that, and we say it also in this kinna, it says that Dovak Boichet Litzoni Ador, the reason why, we say in the kinna, Gam Bechol Malchi Yisrael Shekom Ligdor, of all the Malchi Yisrael that ever rose to try to be Mesach and Kalei Yisrael, Ligdor, like Megidorim, Lekom Komoy Mi Mois Avigdor, Avigdor's Moshe. From times of Moshe, he's called Avigdor because Avigdor, he's the father of all those in the sack of Israel. Why? It says, Dovak by Chet Letzani Ador, and Shekomach Adolus Lister. It's the Chet Letzani Ador that did them in. I want to talk about this in Nekuda a second. It says, it's a Chazal. It's a very strange Chazal. It says that, what did the Letzani Ador do? They would have a picture of the Avodah Zarah on the door. They would have like double doors, like salon doors. And when you walked in, the doors folded back, and no Avodah Zarah. You walked out, and the doors closed back again, and then you had your Avodah Zarah on the wall, and that's, he didn't know that. And Mela, you couldn't, he wasn't allowed to be Samech on the Haftacha of, Cherev lo yavar ba'atzachem, afilo Cherev shel shalom, and it was the Yirmi and was killed. I mean, Chazal are describing something. I want to explain what it is. Why do you call Litzani Hador? What's the Litzanis here? Chazal are describing in the Kudah. Bederech Chlal, a person keeps things to himself. Private things you keep to yourself. But there's a doorway outside. There has to be some exchange. You talk to somebody. So a person guards himself. He doesn't tell everything to somebody he's not close to. But if you're with the person together, more and more, you get closer and closer, and you slip. something comes out, and that you can't keep something inside all the time, and so on. So let's say I have something in my house I shouldn't have. I have some contraband or something like that. So I make sure to keep my door closed. I make sure not anybody in, and so on and so forth. But if it ever opens up, at a moment it opens up, somebody sees it and says, hey, what do you have there? What's going on? And so on and so forth. The tzura that they had it was that it would never be niglah to the outside. What Chazal described is that they would... it was on the door itself. So when the door opened up, there was no avodah zarah there. And when you close the door, that's where it was. A letz is somebody that creates a personality that doesn't let any traffic between inside and the outside. That's what letzanis accomplishes. A normal person, the Mishnah Sharm calls it a magen mashuach. It's the greatest defense system. It's like shooting an arrow at something at a shield that's been smeared with oil. It not only does the shields, the metal stop it, it just glides off it. It never even contacts it really. Litzanis means the person has locked it in the inside in a way that it will never be miskala to the outside. And on that there's no tikkun. And that's what Chazal are describing is a type, when a person is not clear about himself, when a person has sphakis, when a person, something's bothering a person, something's pressing on a person expresses himself, and he lets it out, and someone else can be talking it. Let's say a person deals with a little child. There's no heta timtza, and as much as you play a talk with him, that you're going to tell him some of your inner feelings. There's a wall, and your inside is in, and the outside is out, and they have no shaykhis. The chet of Avodah Zarah had gone to a place where it would now be permanently inside and would never come out. And b'meila, there's no tikkun. Those are various that a person still, and it's very totally in our nefesh, those are various that a person still has some hesitation about, some guilt feeling. He's forced to let it out. He's forced to tell somebody. He's forced to challenge somebody. He's forced to defend himself. There's something which, and the people that are also in Kofas HaNefesh know that's when a person is talking about it, when the person talks about it, that's where the tikkun starts. That's where you can take a handle on it and say, let's talk about it. Is it good? Is it not good? And so on and so forth. If the person has it constructed in his nefesh in a way that it has no exposure outside, means it's sealed and it's part of Metzias, and there's no tikkun for the person. So the Chazal described in the Litzani Ador of that doorway that it's the final step of Churban was Menashe pushing Avodah Zarah so strongly. Theoretically, yes. Theoretically, after we'd be misaken it, it would always stop. A Nevuah Ro always stops. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that it was too far gone. And Chazal described it for us that Avodah Zarah had become the inner sanctum in a way that there was no way it would come out again. And the male, the only hechatim was to bulldoze the whole structure down and start again. Gam bechol mitzvah was a kaf.